Leah, and he's originally from Dallas, Texas, and went to Baylor College of Medicine for medical school, then to public health school at Harvard School of Public Health. And during medical school, he studied health policy. And now he's the chief resident in the Virginia Commonwealth University in the Department of Family Medicine, and he's going to talk to us about a project for reducing diarrhea through community-based distribution of household ceramic filters in rural Honduras. Thanks, Mr.
Howdy. I'm Winston Lau. I'm a resident in family medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University in Fairfax, Virginia. Today I'm going to be talking about diarrhea. I'm going to be talking about how we can reduce it in rural Honduras and whether or not we can reduce it using ceramic filters and whether that change can be instituted by using short-term medical volunteers. I have no conflicts of interest. So as many of you know, diarrhea is a huge issue worldwide, 4 billion cases of diarrhea, according to the World Health Organization, 2.5 million deaths are from diarrhea. 21% of deaths among children less than 5 in developing countries are attributable to diarrhea. The situation in Honduras is no different. Honduras is a country of 6 million people, 40% of the population lives on less than $2 per day. According to the Pan American Health Organization, the leading causes of death in children less than 5 in Honduras is from acute respiratory infection and diarrhea. The community with which we partnered is called Los Pinares. It's a community of 8 villages, about 3,000 people. And this is Los Pinares. It's in the western part of Honduras. So this project was conducted through Shoulder to Shoulder. It's an NGO that was started in 1990. Many of you know medical professionals who have volunteered in short-term brigades. I've done several of these trips, and while they're very rewarding, a lot of times you come back and you sort of wonder if you provided any benefit by treating acute illnesses. Shoulder to Shoulder is designed to maximize short-term volunteerism. It does that through a couple of mechanisms. Number one is it tries to empower the community through partnership. So it tries to create or work with the local health committees. The local health committees help us decide which problems to address and how the projects are run while the volunteers are back at home. It also looks for projects that are self-sustainable. So it looks at projects that do not require routine infusions of foreign aid. Water quality was a problem that this community wanted us to address. And this concept of using ceramic filters was developed through Potters for Peace, an organization that has been using this model for several years in Central America. I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about water quality and water purification. So as you all know, there's lots of different ways to purify water. You can boil water, which is very inexpensive. It's effective. However, it can increase indoor and outdoor pollution. It changes the taste of water, and it's also time-consuming. You can use chlorine, which is also very effective and inexpensive. However, it also changes the taste of water, and you have to apply it periodically. Ceramic filters are very easy to use. They do not increase indoor-outdoor pollution. They do not change the taste of water. However, they're expensive, so about $16. The ceramic filter has three components. So there's a plastic receptacle and spigot, and inside there's a ceramic filter, which is covered in colloidal silver. Then you pour water into that unit, and then there's a lid. So the ceramic filters work through a couple of mechanisms. One is a physical barrier. So as you pour water into the filter, it physically filters out most protozoa, helminths, most bacteria, and some viruses. So protozoa are about 3 to 12 micrometers in diameter, bacteria about 0.5 to 2 micrometers in diameter, and viruses are 0.02 to 0.2 micrometers in diameter. The top picture is Giardia, and the middle picture is E. coli, and the last picture is rotavirus. Secondly, it uses chemical purification. So it's covered in colloidal silver, and silver has long been used as an antimicrobial agent. So it's thought to inactivate bacterial enzymes. It also attaches to cellular membranes and increases cytoplasmic content, and that inhibits the growth of bacteria. Klassen has demonstrated the efficacy of ceramic filters in Bolivia and Colombia, showing a 70% decrease in the incidence of diarrhea in Bolivia and a 60% decrease in the incidence of diarrhea in Colombia. We sought to see if these results could be duplicated in Honduras and if that change could be instituted through short-term medical volunteers. So 24 silver impregnated ceramic filters were distributed in rural Honduras in June of 2007. The families were instructed on the use and the maintenance of these filters. And this data represents the six-month follow-up. So we took water samples from their usual water sources, which include streams, grottos, cisterns, and also took samples from their filters. And this is a picture of me collecting water from a grotto, and this is definitely water you do not want to drink. We also asked about the incidence of diarrhea in their youngest child and the frequency of use. So you can think about these results in terms of in vitro and in vivo outcomes. WHO defines potable water as zero thermotolerant coliforms per 100 cc's. Coliforms are a group of bacteria that includes Enterobacter, Citrobacter, E. coli, Serratia, and they're found in human and animal feces. And growth of thermotolerant coliforms is thought to be an indicator of fecal contamination. So this represents the in vitro outcomes. So 21 out of the 24 samples taken from usual water sources grew out coliforms, or 88%. Two out of the 21 filters grew out coliforms, and one of the filters was chipped at the top. So that's a relative risk reduction of 90%. You can also think about it in terms of in vivo outcomes, and that would be diarrhea. So in the 6 months prior to the water filters being distributed, there was a mean episode of diarrhea was 1.55. In the 6 months after the filters were distributed, the mean episodes of diarrhea was 0.1, which is a 94% reduction. So in addition to looking at this in terms of the mean episodes, it's also helpful to look at how many households actually had diarrhea. So 85% of the households had diarrhea before the filters were distributed, and after the water filters were distributed, 16% of families had diarrhea. Actually, this pertains to the youngest child in the household, and that's a relative risk reduction of 81%. Alternatively, you could say that you need to distribute 1.4 filters in order to prevent an episode of diarrhea. Adoption also seemed to be fairly high. 74% of the households use the filters daily, and the households that did not use them daily use them multiple times per week. So hopefully we've shown that diarrhea is a pressing issue. Ceramic filters are a viable option to decrease diarrhea. There's obviously a lot of limitations to this project. We did not have access to an incubator, so we could not definitively say that these coliforms were thermotolerant coliforms. But actually what you're really interested in is diarrhea. You know, regardless of whether or not the coliforms are thermotolerant or not, you're interested in whether or not the kids had diarrhea. Since we're only there for a short period of time, our follow-up was less than 100%. We're unable to query three of the households in terms of their incidence of diarrhea. Randomization of the households to filters versus dummy filters and having a larger sample size would have improved the validity of our findings. So the next question is whether or not this can be ramped up to a larger scale. A lot of that depends on economic factors. Potash for Peace has found that it's possible to shift production and distribution of filters locally. Currently, these filters are actually produced by a Honduran who is trained in creating these filters. Potash for Peace has also shown that as economic conditions improve, families can buy these filters without any subsidies. Currently, the families in Honduras that we work with can purchase them on a sliding scale. And Potash for Peace has also shown that as a market exists for the sale and distribution of these filters, jobs actually are created in this area. I'd like to acknowledge a couple of groups. One is Rotary. Through their generous grants, we were able to purchase these 24 filters and actually 100 other filters were purchased as well, and those are going to be distributed shortly. I'd like to thank Potash for Peace. This was their concept, their model, and my co-authors for helping me obtain this data and for my residency program for allowing me to go on this trip and to come to this conference. Any questions? That's a great question. We have no idea. our preliminary studies and work with Pause for Peace tell us that they may last for about 5 years.
Great. Well, we've had one more presentation to go. I'm sure you'll agree they've been very interesting, and you've all kept within your time limits beautifully, so we'll have time at the end for discussion and questions. So our last speaker is Dr. Azharul Islam Khan, who's from Bangladesh. He got his MBBS and also a diploma in tropical medicine and hygiene, as well as a PhD in medical sciences with a specialization in immunology. Dr. Khan has served in the public health sector for 9 years now at ICDDRB, which is the International Center for Diarrheal Disease Research in Bangladesh. And he's project coordinator for a zinc scaling up project for children with diarrhea in Bangladesh, and also serves as he's currently the head of the short stay unit at Dhaka Hospital at ICDDRB. Dr. Khan's going to talk to us about hospital management success during an extreme diarrheal disease outbreak in Bangladesh.